Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, April 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A day after tech stocks led U.S. markets higher, today they pulled them lower. The tech-heavy NASDAQ fell about 328 points, or 2.3%. The S&P 500 was down about 58 points, or roughly 1.25%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down 280 points, or 0.8%, to close at 34,641. Stocks spent much of the morning in positive territory, but fell mid-afternoon, after Fed Governor Lael Brainard said the central bank is strongly committed to taking steps that will cut inflation this year, including unwinding efforts to stimulate the economy through the purchase of Treasury securities and mortgage bonds. That would help lift interest rates and make stocks more expensive relative to less risky assets. Investors are also focused on the bond market, where the yield on the 2-year Treasury note briefly rose above the 10-year yield, producing what's known as an inverted yield curve. That's often taken as a predictor of a recession. Looking at stocks, information tech shares led the S&P's decline. Applied Materials and Teradyne each fell nearly 6%. But Twitter shares rose 2% after the company said it would appoint Tesla CEO Elon Musk to its board. Elsewhere, Carnival rose 2.4% after the cruise line reported its best week of bookings ever, and shares of Spirit Airlines jumped 22% after it was reported that JetBlue had made an unsolicited takeover proposal for the ultra-low-cost carrier. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.